There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Start your morning with VSiN's new podcast, VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Josh Applebaum gives you every piece of info you need to be ready for betting the day's biggest games in 15 minutes. Line movement, injuries, make it part of your morning routine. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast as well. It's time for Jeff Seely to talk golf. Check out his podcast, CutmakerPod.com, for the plays and the podcast. Cutmaker Podcast available iTunes, Spotify, and other outlets. Get Telegram as well to get the plays when they're posted. This week's guest, Carl Paulson, PGA Tour radio announcer as well. And we're talking about the Farmers Open here with Jeff coming up. Thanks for the time, sir. How about the Albatross that came in? Nice call, 16-1.
Albatross came in last week, and it's harder than a hole in one, right? I mean, that's one of those that you very seldom see. So, and Albatross always makes for an interesting weekend, that's for sure.
Tell us about your podcast this week, who you did it with. I know you're super proud of this, as you should be, and why it's going to be such a good listen.
Yeah, so we have Carl Paulson on this week. Carl is terrific. His show Inside the Ropes with another Paulson, actually. So he does a terrific job, and former PGA Tour player, really insightful guy, and you know, knows a lot of these players personally. So a lot of fun to talk with him. And while we talk DFS and we talk betting, because he certainly understands it, talking to a guy who lives and breathes the tour every day is a lot of fun. So I thought it was a really insightful podcast, and I think you guys will get a lot out of it. We had an early tea time today, so check it out as soon as the show's over, and I think you'll enjoy some of it and get some good insights.
We got to start with Rahm and this heater that he's on. I mean, you believe this here? Can you think he can pull it off again?
I mean, sure, he can absolutely pull it off again. But honestly, guys, last week was a great week to make a lot of small bait plays and bet live on the weekend. I fired big on John Rahm on Sunday. So, Paul, you mentioned our Telegram channel. If you're a member of our Telegram channel, you got the text that says fire Rahm -150 right now. And two holes later, he was -400. So it's a good time to we talk about all the time. Live betting on golf is where it's at, and Rahm was in a tremendous position. I think he will be again. You mentioned the heater. It's a legendary heater. It's one of the best we've seen. And in my mind, he's clearly the top player in the world right now. In his last 10 events, he's gone T5, T8, T15, T2, win, T4, win, T8, win, win. Ugh. I mean, that's some Tiger Woods type stuff. And now we get him on a course where he's performed very, very well. So it's no wonder he's 4, 4.5 to 1, but you can't bet him at that price, right? I mean, the field is really strong. And you just can't bet John Rahm. You can bet anybody at 4 to 1. That said, if he's -150 or so in the league going in on Sunday, I'm going to fire on him again.
Yeah, and I would not blame you if you made that move. Okay. So then your core plays this week, if you don't want to look at Rahm right now at plus $4 or plus $450. Go down the board a little bit here and pick off some guys that you like.
You guys remember last year when Will Zalatoris was playing against Luke List on Sunday? They were coming down to the end, and how shaky Zalatoris' putter was. Mm-hmm. The guy's hands were shaking so bad, his putter was just going all over the place. I mean, it was one of the most memorable moments of the year last year, one of Zalatoris' two runner-ups. Well, we're going back to the well on him at 20-1. You can find him 18-1 a lot of places. Again, he was runner-up here last year, really gagged it away pretty badly with the putter. But I think now's the time to get him. He's recovering from a back injury, but we've seen him play in the last 2 weeks. He seems to be fine. He's gaining with his driver, which is absolutely critical here. And he's one of the best iron players on tour. If his putter can hold up, and hopefully he's learned from before, I think he's probably the best buy in that 20-1 range. Another guy I like who's from California is Max Homa. You can find him as high as 25-1, also in tremendous form. And Homa's last six events, he's gone T5, win, T20, T23, 17th, and then just third a few weeks ago. He's gained with his driver in five of his last six events. He's a Cali kid, as I mentioned, so putting on Poa Greens is going to be familiar with him. I like Max Homa. I think he and Zalatoris are really good guys in that top 20, at that 20 range. And guys, I think it's critical to mention. I don't always mention it, but I want to. These plays I mentioned, you should bet a little bit on the outright. But you should for sure bet these guys top 10, top 20. That's where the best value is, and you're most likely to cash those tickets.
That's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Indy Jeff Seeley, his podcast is the Cutmaker Podcast. So I want to ask you, he's not in your notes today. Not a guy that you've bet so far. But I'm looking at the odds board, and my eyes are drifting towards Justin Thomas, right around that same number. In fact, maybe a little bit better than Will Zalatoris. Why is Thomas around 18-1? That seems like it's a really good number on him.
It's a great number based on the talent, right? But, you know, for whatever reason, and you would think JT would play well here. He's had some top 20s here, and I don't think he's necessarily a bad top 20 play. But for whatever reason, he hasn't had tremendous success here. And when I look at guys like Homa and Zalatoris, who I know can play well here, who I know I've seen play well here, I just prefer those guys this week. And I think it's kind of telling, right? It's telling that he's that high. I think he's going to be a popular play in DFS for that reason, for his price. But I have more faith in Zalatoris and Homa right now, honestly, at this course than I do JT.
What are you looking at for long shots further down the betting board?
Sure. Yeah, we talked about Keegan Bradley, a guy Carl Paulson really likes a lot, and for good reasons. He had a tremendous fall swing. Keegan Bradley is an absolute elite ball position to make birdies. With Bradley, it comes down putting, and that'll be the question this week. As long as he doesn't lose strokes putting, I think he'll absolutely be in the hunt on Sunday. He's a phenomenal top 20 play this week, and you can sprinkle a little on him outright at as high as 66-1. And then another guy who can be found as high as 70-1 is Taylor Pendrith. Pendrith can absolutely crush the ball off the tee, which is going to be critical this week. He's got a ton of talent and will definitely be a winner on the PGA Tour very, very soon. We saw two top 10s from him last year. I really like him as a top 20 bet this week. I think we'll see some good value there. I'll sprinkle a little on the 70-1, but I'll definitely have top 40 if you can find it and some top 20 on Pendrith.
How many matchups you play? What do you recommend?
I played a couple of matchups. One we talked about on the pod, a guy who's apparently one of the nicest guys on tour and who's been playing really well lately is JJ Spahn. I like him on DraftKings at -110 over Justin Rose. And I've seen Zalatoris matched up against both Sungjae Im and Matsuyama. I'd play Zalatoris in either one of those matchups.
Okay. Yeah. How about a little bit on the course? I skipped the course with you. Can you break that down?
We're at Torrey Pines, and it's a two-course rotation. So it's interesting because they've got the North Course, the South Course. The South Course is 500 yards longer and demonstrably more difficult. So last couple of weeks, we've been seeing shootouts with scores in the 30 to under range and the cut being, you know, 5 under. This week, I won't be surprised if the cut is +1 or even par. It's going to be much more difficult. Driving is going to be a premium here. So there's only so many guys who can really win this tournament. Several guys can compete. We're only, you know, 10 or so guys who I really think can win.
Yeah, it's tough to watch. I got to be honest. When you see these tournaments that are lined up and every single one of them is, hey, the winner's 27 under and 28 under. And after day one, we have three guys that are 9 under or 10 under. It's like, can you make it maybe a little bit more difficult than that? If I recall correctly, you went to the Waste Management in Phoenix last year, yeah?
I did, and it is as advertised. It,
okay, because we're going to be in Phoenix for the Super Bowl this year, and I have to, like, the Thursday, I've been told the Wednesday Pro-Am actually might be better than Thursday, but I got to get out there one of those days.
For sure, yeah. And the suite, and you got to go get it. You got to get a suite either on 16 or 18. The tickets are not cheap. I think on Thursday they're going to range between $700 and $1,000 for a ticket, but they're all inclusive, includes all your food, all your alcohol, all day. Honestly, worth the money. And, you know, few things. I mean, I've been to national championship games. I've been to a lot of things that are not as advertised. The Waste Management is absolutely as advertised. An event, if you ever get an opportunity to go, you have to go. It is well worth it. Highly, highly encourage it. And the last thing, Mitch, you mentioned the last week and all the number of guys who were, everybody was on the leaderboard. I think it's really important, guys, to make sure, again, you know your rules as you're betting, know your dead heat rules, because a lot of times you think you got a top 10, 20 bet or whatever it is, and they tie and your odds go way down. Mm-hmm. Why I like betting some longer shots to finish top 20 in case you do have to split, in case your odds are cut down, you're not as disappointed. So make sure you know your dead heat rules when you're looking at those matchups, or it suits me outrights, because that it's painful if you think you got first round leader at 40-1 and it's a four-way split.
That's exactly what I was going to add on there. That goes for the first round leader bets, which have become more popular over the years as well. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at Cutmaker Jeff, and again, his podcast is called The Cutmaker Podcast. Thanks, pal. I'll get off to a hot start today. Good luck.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Yep. I mean, the Rahm stuff is nuts. I mean, he's just scorching hot right now, and I've watched a lot of golf so far this year. He is by far the best player on this tour, and the number right now, and the number, I mean, plus, how do you bet a guy at plus 450 going into a tournament, though?
Yeah, well, he's right, though. It's Tiger Woods territory.
It's getting there, yeah.
Tiger was it usually even money? Remember Tiger versus the field?
He turned into some even money spots, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think the first time I ever noticed that, when I was at the Palms, when it first opened up, you would go there, and on the board, it would be, hey, whatever golf tournament is this week, it's
the majors.
It's
they were
Tiger
majors.
Versus the field.
They were majors.
That was the bet. I'm like,
know.
What?
Yeah. Awesome. Maybe not that low, but still, it was Tiger versus the field.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you have any plan? Do you want to go to the Waste Management when we're in Phoenix?
I want to get home.
Yeah. You want to get home?
Yeah. I'll be out there 3 days. We got to come back.
Boy.
They're making us do a show. We got
to
come back.
Listen to this guy.
I would if we got to come back for some reason. I don't know what the hell they're doing here. Hey, guys, help out the network again. Okay. All right.
A buddy of mine lived there for 25 years. He begged me to come down every single year, but I'm like, Corey, I can't make it. It's Super Bowl weekend in Las Vegas. I'm too busy. He goes, Mitch.
Well,
He's like, I promise you, you've never seen anything like it before. I'm like, explain that. He goes, it's like college. It's like you're going to...
Oh, it was a scene. Yeah.
You're going to come out there and think about this. He goes, you're going to see Scottsdale women in high heels and like at a golf course.
HMS, baby. HMS, high maintenance skanks. Oh, yeah.
Silicon Valley?
What?
No, what is that from?
Oh, it's my buddy Zig Fricasse. When it came out. Yeah.
Okay.
The club scene out here, sure. Mm. You think that it might have been a Silicon Valley too, yeah.
Up next, Mel Kiper released his first mock draft. Huh? I can't wait to see who he has number one overall. That's coming up here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Great house, great props, great house specials at Bet Rivers every week. Championship Sunday, you could also win $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers squares. The numbers on your square match the final score of the game you win and place a $10 bet or more, and you get a square on the house. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
Let's see if the market moves this morning at all. That's happened before in the past. I don't know how much stock you can put into that anymore, but Mel Kiper on ESPN released his first mock draft of the year, 1.0. I'm sure he'll do 5, 6, 7 more, but the number one player, and I will credit Mel for doing this. He wrote on his number one pick for the Bears, "I thought long and hard about a trade here," but he didn't do it.
Yeah.
If you do mock drafts and you have a trade, let alone 6, 7 trades in your mock, like, I don't even read it. You can't. Why do we try to predict mock drafts, trades? Why do we do that? Just tell me the picks until trades actually happen, and if they do take place before the draft day, don't do that, because that it's not worth it. You don't know if that trade's going to happen, so just give me it straightforward here.
Yeah, I do think it will happen, but I understand where you're coming from.
Sure.
Kiper continues. If I'm Poles, the GM, and I can move down a few spots, add premium picks, and get my choice of the best defensive prospects, I'd make the deal. But if they keep it, this is what he thinks they do. And they go with Carter. And he gets the nod over Will Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
He has Stroud going 2 to Houston. I have no idea what they're going to do.
Well, he also said about Jalen Carter, he's number one on his board.
Okay.
Number one overall on his big board.
Excellent, yes. The ESPN.com also asked a couple executives and people who work there about what's going to happen with the player movement and where these guys could wind up. Guy actually said he thinks Carr could go to Houston, which I can't see. But that's, again, they're a wild card about what they're going to do. Is it a veteran quarterback? Is it going to be if it is a rookie and you draft him, does he start day one? I mean, I don't know what they're going to do.
I would say this about the Texans. First of all of these quarterbacks, again, are going to be flip a coin. And you're going to hear tons of hype on guys like Bryce Young and Will Levis for sure. We don't know if they can play. I mean, it needs to be said over and over and over again. That said, if I'm the Texans, I would take a quarterback here and not over Derek Carr. If those are my two options, I'm not going to. His brother played there. They were a mess. The record for the most sacks. And you've seen on NFL Network how David Carr still has Derek Carr's back, like, to this day. He'll go to.
Yeah, right.
You'll die on that hill for him. And it's total nonsense, some of the stuff that he says on NFL Network. But if I'm the Texans, I would absolutely, I mean, it's a no-brainer here. If I'm given door one or door two and Derek Carr's door one, I say no chance am I going to open up that door. Give me a guy like Stroud or Young or Levis, number two overall.
Yeah,
that's who he has going there, Stroud. Cardinals taking Will Anderson, number three overall. If they keep the pick, I know Murray got hurt late last year, but they're not going to go quarterback again. New coach coming in, they'll go defense. And, you know, Carter and Will Anderson are the two defensive players in the draft that pop more than anybody else. He has the Colts taking Bryce Young fourth.
They have to go quarterback.
It's a no-brainer.
It's got to be. Isn't it going to be at number one or is it at number four, right? Yeah.
The Seahawks picking number five overall. He goes quarterback with Will Levis. So three quarterbacks in the top five.
Really?
That will be a prop, by the way.
They're going to sign Geno.
I know they are.
And it's going to be a couple of years at least.
People are speculating 2 years, $20 million for him. So
I don't know about that.
When books post that prop, I'm sure it's going to be, forget about quarterbacks in the first round. It's quarterbacks, how many quarterbacks will go in the top 10, maybe how many quarterbacks will go in the top five. If you put a number on it right now, and I said 2.5 quarterbacks in the top five, would you go over or under?
2.5 in the top five?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
If the Seahawks take Geno Smith, they don't have to take a quarterback here.
They won't go quarterback when they lock up Geno. How many will go in the top 10?
Yeah, that's going to be three.
That's a good prop. I go over that.
Oh, you think Anderson's going to go?
He's got Richardson ninth.
Yeah. Yeah, that could happen. Get four in the top 10. The Lions are taking a defensive end out of Texas Tech. Tyree Wilson, according to Kuiper. This offensive tackle from Northwestern. Peter Skoronski to the Raiders. Miles Murphy to the Falcons at number 8. Defensive end from Clemson. There you go with Richardson, the quarterback. Panthers need a quarterback. Sure, that would make some sense.
Yep.
And 10th overall, he has the Eagles taking a defensive tackle out of Pittsburgh. So that's Mel Kiper's very first mock draft so far this year. And I can't wait to see if that'll move anything in the market today with Carter. I'm sure it won't, but something to keep an eye on.
Somebody banged Levis again last weekend. As low as 4-1 at William Hill.
Oh.
It was 30-1 a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Keep banging that.
There's
and
one
plus
spot
550 at other spots, but I saw as low as 4-1.
Yeah.
They also asked, you have something to add?
Oh, there's one spot in Las Vegas that has Anderson 10-1 right now. I'm checked at Levis 10-1 to go first.
Oh, okay.
So they haven't moved him all the way down to 4 or 5-1 yet.
Well, thank you for that. Still 4-1. Also, predictions about where these quarterbacks could wind up. Lamar Jackson to Atlanta. Brady to Las Vegas. Hopkins to Baltimore.
Okay, I would like that.
I don't see Hopkins going to New England now because O'Brien's the OC. They can't stay. Hopkins should be, I can't stand this guy, even I'm a professional.
Oh, that's right.
About what he said to me. And
how about Hopkins and he traded to me. The Ravens, and they also add Aaron Rodgers.
Right. They said, best guess on Aaron Rodgers, they said Jets or Colts.
Colts aren't going to do that.
No, but the Jets, it's picking up steam now, too, after the report that Woody Johnson would give up the two number ones and do whatever it takes.
Well,
I mean, this is getting out there now.
There's also this. When a player like Aaron Rodgers is set to make as much money as he is, it's an overwhelming amount of cash, and he said this week that he would be flexible and willing. You think he's going to retire? Of course not. In the same breath, he said, I'm unsure what I'm going to do. Playing, I don't know yet, but I'm going to be flexible. When he said he'd be flexible with the contract, that told you right there he's going to play again. Now, the question turns into, where is it going to be? And is a team like the Jets truly willing to offer two first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers?
Right. They're running a poll, WFAN in New York. Who would you rather have at quarterback for the Jets in 2023? Option one is Brady, trade no picks. Option two is Rodgers, two number ones. Option three is Lamar Jackson, three number ones.
Ugh.
Option four is Carr, trade number. I am not giving up a first-round pick for Derek Carr.
No way, no how.
No, right.
Nope. I would not give up three first-round picks for Lamar Jackson.
Aaron Rodgers leads 33%. Lamar Jackson, 23. Brady, 18. Carr is 26. Come on, guys.
You don't want that guy. You do not want Derek Carr to come over to that organization. Sorry, in the AFC, in that division, with the Bills, the Dolphins, the Patriots, it's not going to be that much of an improvement.
Some people can't handle New York. Derek Carr will not
He's
do well
be
in
one
New
of
York.
Them. Oh, I think Rodgers would, actually. I think Rodgers could thrive in New York.
Yeah, absolutely. I see that, right?
Now,
but Carr, and it's also between... I mean, Boomer Esiason even said it, too, about that. It'd be a horrible fit. Carr's not a New York guy and is reluctant to run and get your nose in there, do whatever it takes, throwing the ball out of bounds. The first time he throws the ball out of bounds on fourth down, they'll riot.
I don't know if the Jets fans there in that area, if they would want Brady if he played for free. I mean, he stuck it in their eye for 20 years.
Yeah, that's sure.
You want to welcome that guy in? And but also, Brett Favre went to the Vikings. So
right, but it's also probably Brady for a year. That's the other thing.
Would you take
to me? I want Lamar Jackson.
But then you got.
Why would I give up? Why would I
three first?
Yeah, but
picks
I have to give up two for Rodgers, and I only he's 39 years old.
Yeah.
Give me Lamar Jackson. I'll give you three number ones. He's my quarterback for 10 years.
Oh, I don't know if I want to give up three number ones. I don't know if I want to do that. It's a lot. It's a lot of picks.
Everything I throw at you, you don't like. You urinated on the Mike White thing. I mean, I don't need a lot to get to the playoffs. So well, what I have, though.
But Paul, you got at some point, I mean, you got to say three picks is a lot for that dude.
Yeah. But okay. not if it's Aaron Rodgers going for two.
I would agree with that. I think, see, here's the thing, right? Again, I'll say it again. If the Packers are actually offered two first-round picks for Rodgers,
that I agree with.
It has to be a snap call. Absolutely. Bam, deal's done.
The deal should be done.
100%.
If that's available,
yep.
Come on.
You got to move on from him.
And then you got Jordan Love, who's at cobwebs, right?
Well, we have no idea if the kick can play.
I know, totally wasted pick.
Yeah, we also found out yesterday the news of the officiating crew for the Super Bowl. It's going to be Carl Sheffers.
What a mistake.
He was second in total flags thrown this year, tied for second with Brad Allen and Sean Hockley's crew. But when you take away flags that were actually dismissed, he was number one overall. So counted flags, his crew number one overall. Yards, his crew number one overall. Yeah. And this is not just a 2020 thing. Same thing happened last year. And his crew was at or near the very top in 2020, the pandemic season. So,
bad move.
We'll ask Mike Palm about that coming up. But Mike Palm, who's the VP here at Circa, I think he studies referees and officials more than anybody I've ever met in my life. We'll ask him if that's going to, come on. That's not going to be a storyline in the Super Bowl or a potential storyline? Of course it could be.
No ego. Stay out of the way. Don't do anything. Let him play.
We'll get into player props coming up next. A common trait exists when this runner gets held back. And guess what? The unit he takes on Sunday is really, really good.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get up to VSiN, become a pro subscriber. The offer's only $9.99. VSiN experts have you covered. And VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the recap of every play, every host, every guest, the betting splits, the deep dive betting reports, and the betting guides. Limited time offer will help you out this Sunday with the title games and the props. VSiN.com/subscribe. Sign up for $9.99. VSiN.com/subscribe. Again, I mean, you got to get up there and do that. How cheap that is.
Yeah, it's a
good
great
call
deal.
By you. I had the Taco Bell on your recommendation with the new $2 burritos, those Chipotle. Things are running.
It's like this big. I mean, it's a really nice burrito.
It's a good portion.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We just learned right now of the Rookie of the Year finalist, literally 1 minute ago, on offense.
Really?
Get three finalists in each category.
Oh.
On offense, it's going to be between Garrett Wilson, Kenneth Walker, guess the third player.
Well, I don't know. Who am I missing?
It's not Olave.
Oh, no. Well, the injuries.
It's not Algier. It's Brock Purdy.
Oh, boy.
He's a finalist for the Rookie of the Year.
Oh, boy.
He wins the award. They're announced on February 9th.
You're calling sick.
I'm not doing the show from the Super Bowl the next day. I got to put it out there already.
Yeah, you're off?
I'm going to have to
have
my mom dip into the retirement. I made a mistake, Mom. I need some help.
Kate Moss.
The defense.
Well, what does real estate go for in Fall Creek, Wisconsin? Is she okay?
Oh, look up Fall Creek, Wisconsin one time. What a beautiful spot to grow up, huh?
Purdy's going to do this.
He's going to win the award.
Yeah.
It's either him
or Wilson, right? I mean, Walker faded down the stretch.
No, but he's got the best numbers on the year.
He's
got the most touchdowns. And they were a playoff team, for what it's worth, too.
Well, I don't know. Fascinating.
Do we even need the defensive finalists?
No, it's sauce.
Yeah, it's sauce. Okay.
It's all sauce. All right.
The other two are Hutchinson and Woolen, for what it's worth.
It's sauce. Good.
All right.
Good fun. A Jet fan chiming in. I don't want any of those guys, he said.
Phil, been a fan of the Jets since 1969. I'll pass on all those quarterbacks. I don't know. He didn't say what he wants. Maybe just to punt and then draft all over again or what?
Come on. You got to get – if you can – I don't – you got to get Lamar Jackson. An MVP? If you're going to go – if Woody Johnson is going to go two number ones for Aaron Rodgers, number one, it's asinine. Number two, just say, here's another one, give me Lamar.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if Baltimore would play ball, but that's
– that part.
Well, Baltimore's got to take that too. You should have won a playoff game with with Huntley.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to fight you on that. I mean, if you're willing to give up two for Aaron Rodgers, then do one more for Lamar Jackson. Rodgers is 39 years old.
Right. And I want Mike White over Carr. Get Carr out of here. I don't want any part of that guy.
Yep.
But that's interesting what they're going to do here and see if It's intriguing if Rodgers will be on the move.
Okay, so I had a full breakdown today on a player prop that I really liked in the NFC title game, and it's Miles Sanders with the rushing yards. When you look at the Niners defense overall, and the first number that I saw on Sanders with the prop, it was 55.5 yards rushing, and I'll explain where it's at coming up in a few minutes. But the top rushers overall on the year against the Niners defense, Zeke led the Cowboys last week, 10 carries, 26 yards. Now, the week before that, Walker had 15 carries for 63 yards. Josh Jacobs late in the year had 69 yards. Brian Robinson had 58, but that was on 22 carries. Rashad White for the Buccaneers in a blowout had 56 on 13 carries.
Carroll abandoned the run, too, in that playoff game.
He did.
But Walker was having success early.
But a lot of the year, the leading rusher in Week 18, Corey Clement, had 23 yards. Walker, a few weeks before that, had 47. Mostert had 30 to lead the Dolphins. Dalton had 21 to lead the Saints. You get where I'm going with this. It was very difficult to get a lot of yards against this Niners defense. Miles Sanders was held under 55.5 yards six times this year. The 49ers are number two in the league in rushing yards allowed per game and number two in rushing EPA per play. And when you look at the teams that held Sanders in check this year, he had 46 against Washington. They're third in rushing EPA per play. He had 54 his other time against Washington. He had 47 against the Colts, ninth in rushing EPA per play. He had 24 yards rushing against Tennessee, first overall in rushing yards allowed and in rushing EPA per play. Two games that didn't make any sense. He had 42 against Chicago, and I needed him, and that was a playoff game for fantasy, and he did nothing, and the Bears held him in check. He had 33 in the Giants in Week 18, very bad against the run. I'm going to throw that game out. It was Week 18.
Throw it out.
He also had 21 for 65 against Dallas and 18 for 71 against that team. However, that's only 3.1 and 3.9 yards per rush. Cowboys, fourth overall in rushing EPA per play. He had one really good game against a top 10 team defensively. That was Jacksonville. And he gashed the Texans, 24th, the Lions, 27th, the Giants in the regular season, 31st, and the Packers, 32nd overall. So when the Eagles played really poor rushing defensive teams, Sanders went nuts. When he played really good teams defensively against the rush, he didn't do a lot other than Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And the Niners are pretty much as good as it gets. The problem now with this is, Paulie, it was 55.5 yesterday when I was looking at this. It's now already down to 50.5.
God.
Move 5 yards. Come on.
Yeah. The other thing
you have. These guys are good.
Huh?
The batters know what they're doing.
The other thing is Sirianni, who's going to get all the carries? Gainwell led him last week in yards, but Gainwell had 12 carries. Sanders had 17, and he gave Scott the ball six times. Again, where it's like he's doing it on purpose because Scott scores every time they play the Giants.
Yeah.
So that's the, and how many carries will Hurts get as well by design or just take off and run? So that's the other thing about who's getting how many carries and who gets going early on. So that's wild.
Yep.
Another thing is, what will San Francisco get going on the ground? And is it McCaffrey or is it Mitchell? And how many carries will each guy get there? And who goes off if they have success on the ground against Philly, too? So that one's tough.
Are you concerned at all about the McCaffrey calf injury?
Nah.
I don't think I am either.
No. I think Philly's a better team and Philly's going to beat them. And I was very concerned the fact that Purdy couldn't move the ball against Dallas.
Are you?
Through the air as well. Remember
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a catch and a poor throw. That the Kittle made over the middle near midfield.
Well, and now, by the way, he's going to go from playing the Cowboys secondary to the Eagles secondary?
Absolutely. And I don't care who you are. And I just, I can't imagine being that young and that age. And now it's, okay, well, you try to block everything out and not have rabbit ears. But now you're one win away from the Super Bowl. Mr. Irrelevant young kid, I know. Everyone talks about the maturity and how sharp he is, but now you're going into that hostile environment, and they're going to call your mom all kinds of names, and they are vile and nasty in Philadelphia. And that is not to mention you're going against the best team. So I'm not doing the do theory. I'm just thinking it's going to be difficult for him, and Philly's going to get the win.
First of all, Tom Brady's the outlier on this, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you cannot compare anybody else to what Tom Brady did right away, and then throughout his career. That's silly. It's nonsense. You can't do that. And on top of that, how about what Sal Palantonio told us yesterday? Sal's spot yesterday was an A+. And he said he's been covering the team in the league for 30 years.
Right.
This game last weekend against the Giants, he had never seen a crowd like that in Philly. And they've always been one of the best crowds or loudest crowds or, you know, most vulgar crowds in the entire league. And he said it's younger, and he said it's a betting crowd on top of everything else. And his answers that he gave us, it's to imagine Brock Purdy to go there against what he's going to be up against, a very good team, a pass rush, super solid secondary, and that crowd, and to not screw it up at all. And that's asking a lot out of that kid.
Concerned about the defense too, maybe? I mean, you can throw on the Niners.
I have weapons.
Here comes A.J. Brown and Smith. Deep.
Right? And so how does the game plan change this week for the Eagles compared to last week? Because you can gash the Giants on the ground.
Yeah.
And you can't do that against the Niners. So I'm not going to be surprised if they come out gunning early.
Right.
And they're taking shots to Brown and Smith and Goddard.
Well, their pass rush doesn't bother me because Hurts can move. Yeah, you come in, it's like, okay, I'll just sidestep you, move around you, throw on the run, bam, there's 10 to Goddard. Here's 15 to Smith. Here comes A.J. Brown. Next thing you know, it's 10-0.
How about Watkins, maybe first touchdown scorer? They take a shot deep, send him on a fly route, he's open.
I come back with Goddard again, but okay.
Oh, the tight ends have been so good in that spot here.
Yes,
you know?
No kidding. Each team to score 20 points in this weekend's games, plus 350.
No, I don't like it.
Really?
No.
Okay, points in every quarter, minus 165. Overtime is 6-1. Safety's 9-1. Will the team get shut out 14-1?
Only two games.
Safe? No. I'd take a look at a safety 9-1.
So you've been all over the under in the Eagles game since Sunday night. Are you, Paul, if you like it that much, I would play alt unders too.
Yeah. Well, I know a guy, Charlie M, and some other people did that with the Dallas game.
They playing out numbers under?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe some places let you parlay that stuff, which if it's correlated, go ahead. If they let you play alts unders and all that stuff, and that came in the Dallas game.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Up next, we'll break down how effective Patrick Mahomes has been on the run this season and how the numbers changed after he suffered that injury against Jacksonville and what happened yesterday in the betting market with the AFC Championship game. That's coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha. This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get up there, the house specials, all the props. It's coming out early, ready to rock and roll Sunday with Championship Sunday. You can also win $10,000 in bonus money at Bet Rivers. Bet Rivers squares, $10 or more in qualifying bets, square on the house. Restrictions on the offers and the bonuses as well, and credit use, full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com. Get up there now.
Okay, Paulie, we also learned the AP Coach of the Year finalist a minute ago. And
there's only three?
No, they have five.
Oh, okay. Well, still, you could make the case for six, seven, eight guys, so this will be intriguing.
Yeah, final results announced February 9th at the NFL Honors. Okay, so you could definitely guess three that are on the list without looking. You can guess Brian Daboll.
Yep.
Shanahan. Sirianni. Those three are on the list.
Yep.
The two others, I'm glad that he's on the list. I don't think he wins, but Doug Peterson's on the list.
Gotta be on the list. Gotta be on the list. So who's the other guy?
I'm surprised at number five.
Don't tell me it's O'Connell.
No, it's not. No. I could give you three more. Sean McDermott.
Oh, my God.
He's a finalist for Coach of the Year.
Oh, boy.
Ahead of a guy like Mike Tomlin. How is that guy top five?
They are saying he's been out-coached 3 years in a row in the playoffs.
Well, yeah.
Which I can't. I can't disagree.
The first four that we talked about have to be on the list.
Sean McDermott.
Honestly, you could have given me 10 guesses. I don't think I would have guessed him.
How about the timing, lad? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Tomlin, absolutely. Tomlin did a great job.
So here's what happened yesterday, if you are unaware. That number in the AFC title game, it did, in fact. So I missed this, but when we talked to Josh Applebaum earlier, who is a VSiN betting analyst, he was on the air live on one of the shows here in VSiN, and there was one book that evidently moved Cincinnati -3 for a couple of minutes, flashed, and then it was gone. And then later on in the day, there was a betting service that gave out. They said, grab the Chiefs +2.5 right now. And a bunch of people who were on that service did, and the number moved down to 1.5. You and I have questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
This was Tuesday afternoon when it happened. Why? What do they know about Patrick? What do they think they know about Patrick Mahomes? That he's going to be okay? That they're going to have a game plan that's going to work? That he's walking around all right? And we're going to find out. Today's the big day, right, with practice? And whether or not he's going to be able to give it a go?
Yeah, I mean, you heard this. I heard that. I heard this. Well, okay. Andy Reid said this on the Brady podcast. Andy Reid also said, I don't know. We'll see what happens Wednesday at practice. And then can he play without practicing? I don't know. He's never done it before, what Reid said. The other thing is there was internet conjecture. He can't even walk. That was Monday. So I don't understand why in the timing when there was 1-3. I think we were going to see three at every spot, and then they jump in and they give out 2.5, and then it comes crashing down.
Yeah, it appeared as if more shops were going to possibly go to three. So why not wait? It's a Tuesday again that it's happening on.
And without a practice yet? Or if he can't even practice?
Yeah, right.
Can he even play?
And how are you more than 50-50 on Mahomes even playing right? We talked to Jim Miller yesterday. You think he's connected?
Yeah.
He does a four-hour daily radio show on NFL radio on SiriusXM. You think he talks to people? Played the game, and he's like, at best, I put it 50-50 that he even plays.
Strong. Absolutely. Lombardi's right. It's got to be an in play. It's got to be, you'll know right away on the first drive Sunday.
Right.
About what's going to happen and how compromised he is. And it's his Gronk analogy, comparison rather, in 2012.
Yeah.
About what happened. And your Tannehill thing, too. I mean, I guess every guy's different. Well, he had this injury and he was okay, but I mean, the Tannehill situation earlier this year with the high ankle sprain.
Yep.
Every guy's different, too. Some guys come right back. I mean, growing up in Minnesota, I think Terrell Brandon missed like 20, 30 games with an ankle sprain.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah. It was like, their fan base was furious at the guy. It's like, come on, get out there.
Right.
What are you doing? You're stealing money.
Yeah. So trying to pinpoint an exact worth to Mahomes and the value here. Like, what is seven? Is it around seven? Is it more than seven? I brought up the example earlier today. There was a situation where Aaron Rodgers missed a bunch of games a handful of years ago for the Packers. And this is like MVP level Aaron Rodgers or around there. And the backups were some of the worst quarterbacks in football. You could have made the case that Rodgers was worth two touchdowns of that team.
Yes.
They were they may have been the worst team in football without him.
Mm-hmm.
And the scores indicate that. They were blown out. Box scores were never good. They were horrible. So Henny did a great job of maintaining, and people called him the MVP from last week of that game. He absolutely was.
Incredible drive.
To put that together,
yes.
should have had an INT, got lucky with that, but the end result was a 98-yard drive for a score. And so, like, is Mahomes, if it's worth, if he's seven and he can't go in this game, well, Bengals will certainly go back to three. If we find out that Mahomes, Breed's got to pull the plug and say he can't walk, can't play this week, Bengals will certainly go off
four and a half,
skyrocket back to three and probably above. Yeah.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, if Mahomes was healthy, get that injury out of your head for a second last week to Jacksonville. If he was healthy, this book right here, Circa, they made the number six and a half.
Right.
And remember, that was the number last week when the Bengals played at Buffalo, and then Buffalo and KC on a neutral was going to be like a pick or one either way. So you can get there with KC six with a healthy Mahomes. I think four was probably a more realistic number.
I don't understand the avalanche of Cincinnati money Sunday. I don't. And for Jay Cornegay at the Westgate down the street to say, well, we put out a bad number at three. Well, what if it turns out that he's 80%?
Well,
To
what you said earlier, is that were people betting it based on what Romo just said on the broadcast?
I think Romo moved the number. I also think everyone's guilty of this, of being prisoner of the moment, how they destroyed Buffalo and held them to 10 points. And they brought the house a majority of the time, and Allen didn't know what to do with it. But the other thing is they were thoroughly outplayed for three quarters against Baltimore and had no business winning the game the week before, and Burrow struggled. So I know the history, too, that they've had, and Burrow has had his number. But all those games have been close, and Kansas City was right there with, I think, either tied or had the lead in every game and hasn't gone their way in the fourth quarter.
How much stock do you put into Joe Burrow and the Bengals being 3-0 against Mahomes and the Chiefs? Too small of a sample size, not that big of a deal. Chiefs had a 75% win probability in some of those games.
Yeah, it means something. It's not, oh my God, look at this.
Yeah. You know what I think it is? But I think the comparison is what you just said. I think if the Ravens played the Bengals 10 times, every game would be tight.
Right.
Bengals are a good football team. They're a division rival. They know how to play Burrow. Their defense is solid. And if these two teams played 10 times, it would probably be tight in like 9 out of the 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. Certain matchups, right? Matchups make fights. Styles make fights. And I think those are two examples that you can pinpoint. I'm not overreacting. I love the Bengals plus six against the Bills. I think the Bengals are better. That's a tough matchup for the Bills.
Terrible.
It's a really bad matchup for Buffalo.
They cannot slow them down. They could play tomorrow. They could play next week and after that. They're not stopping them. They have no answer defensively. So, yes. It just, what happened Monday night just carried right over into that game.
It did.
And for Buffalo to defer again, stop doing that. These coaches lose their minds. Don't do that. Oh, I'm a defensive guy. We're putting a defense on the field. There you go. Now it's 7-0 in your face.
See, I know that's very small.
God.
But the fact that Zach Taylor loves getting the ball first.
It's awesome.
He's winning me over with something
like
that, you know?
I mean, when you have an elite quarterback as well?
Yep.
Come on.
And also,
what if Buffalo scores, at least kicks a field goal right off the bat? That changes the whole game.
Yeah. Also, like last week, knowing that you can run on Buffalo like they were, in the snow,
well,
and the defense couldn't get, like, positions.
Well, they dominate them up front.
And that's
They're pushing them around.
Right, and so, like, Burrow could have thrown for 400 yards in that game in the snow. It would have been no problem. Like, they were not going to be able to stop the weapons.
And the Monday night.
But they also, exactly right, but he realized in the game, we don't need to throw the football. We can get 5 yards a crack running with Mixon and P. Ryan every single time we say hut.
Yeah, and chew the clock.
So that's that we're going to chew the clock,
yes.
And we're going to do that every single play.
Yes, that's the other thing what these coaches don't realize. When you're up 17 in the second half, the clock is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Run, run, run. Take 30 seconds off. Snap it with 5 left. You have to beat the team. Come back and beat the clock. The clock's against you, too.
That's where Shanahan got it right against the Cowboys late in that game. He was winding that baby down to 1 second almost every single time.
You should start that in the third quarter.
That's how you do it.
With a comfortable lead.
Yeah. All right. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Mike Palm is the VP of Circa Resort and Casino right here in downtown Las Vegas. He'll join us in studio coming up next. How have they booked the Chiefs-Bengals game this week? Did it look like it was going to get to Cincy -3 before what happened yesterday? And how does he quantify what Mahomes is actually worth to the point spread? That's all coming up here. Live in Las Vegas. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.